The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Now, the term, Tim, we were talking about this earlier, the term integrated development. It's talked about quite a bit in Singapore's private property market, though it's often confused with mixed-use developments. What's the difference?
Wow, there is a difference? Well, we will find out, because this is, as you said, the next big thing in the local real estate market, and I actually thought they're the same.
And there are so many big things in the local real estate market at the moment. Well, when I'm talking about big things, I'm talking about big figure, big-ticket property prices. We've seen in other news, TikTok, Singaporean CEO, is reportedly buying a good class bungalow for $86 million.
And this, of course, follows a slew of GCB buys from other startup founders, including Secret Labs co-founder, Grab CEO, and Razor's founder as well.
And it's not just the private property sector. Let's take a look at what's happening in the public housing market. We spoke about this earlier. Again, another record-breaking HDB sale, $1.268 million deal for HDB Terrace House in Whampoa. We're seeing brand new records being set. To tell us more about some of these key property trends, we welcome back Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty. Nick, welcome back to Primetime.
Thank you, Rachel. It's a pleasure to be back.
So, Nick, let's start off with this question. What is the difference between an integrated development and a mixed-use development?
Well, for start, a mixed-use development is something that typically has at least two different types of real estate in that development. Typically, they are a shopping center or shopping mall in the lower floors, and then on top of the shopping malls is usually an apartment or a few apartment blocks. But mixed-use development can also be an office building with a hotel next to it, for example, the one that is at Marina Bay. Now, those are a bit rare. Typically, mixed-use development are those. Now, a mixed-use development may not be located near to an MRT station. It may or may not be. But the term integrated development is not an official term. It's a term that's kind of invented by people in the property market. It's not something recognized by the Singapore government.
It's your property market lingo, is that it?
Yes. Yes, and it's typically referred to a mixed residential and commercial development next to an MRT station. Not to be confused by another term called integrated transport hub. Now, this one is an official term, and that is an MRT station that is seamlessly linked to an air-conditioned bus interchange and a commercial development.
So it has to be an air-conditioned bus interchange to make it an integrated travel hub.
Yes, transport hub, yes. And you don't need to have a condo attached to it. Take, for example, the one at Toa Payoh interchange. Now, the Toa Payoh MRT station is linked to the Toa Payoh bus interchange, and there's a commercial shops. There are lots of commercial shops nearby, and there's no condo attached to it, but it is officially one of the 10 integrated transport hubs in Singapore.
I see. Very interesting. All these different types of development. But what makes a good integrated type of development hot in Singapore?
Well, from the private developer's perspective, they can't do much about the MRT stations, and sometimes there's no bus interchange linked to it. But I think by and large, people put a higher premium on the proximity to an MRT station. So if there is a good shopping mall, one that actually serves most of your daily needs, it has a supermarket and a food court, and there is also a residential development on top of it. And the residential development, of course, provides privacy, some exclusivity, and also some recreational facilities. I think that, by and large, will be one of the more popular characteristics needed for a good integrated development.
Okay, so with transportation, some commercial right at your door, is that the only allure or is there more?
Well, I think if they are seamlessly linked to an MRT station, in other words, if it is pouring cats and dogs outside, you would get your feet wet from your front door to the MRT station platform, I think that should about do it.
So talk to us about the longer-term outlook, though, for integrated developments. Are they worth the price premium? I mean, given the COVID-19 environment, some people have been moving out to the city fringes. They're no longer commuting on a daily basis work, but from home has become the norm for many.
Yes, but for how long? Because there's also some companies who are calling their workers back, and then there is also the possibility that, well, perhaps for some people, they might have to travel again, you know, once air travel becomes safe. So work from home might be the default for now, but later on, it could be a kind of a hybrid, partly work from home and partly work from the office. And yes, the residential properties in integrated development or mixed-use development do have a premium, especially for those integrated ones. The premium can range anything from as little as 3% to as much as 30%. Mm. And over time, they do appreciate along with the whole property market. Now, my team and I, we have did a study. We sampled some of the integrated developments in the northwest, and central part of Singapore, and we found that over time, sometimes they can even appreciate at a faster rate. Over a 5 years period, they can appreciate anything from 5% to 13.6% price growth. That's the condo in the integrated development, and they grow faster than other condos within a 2 kilometer radius, but not linked to an MRT station.
Fascinating. I would be interested in staying in an integrated or a mixed use of facility. It saves you time.
Convenience,
exactly. Whether you travel to work or not, right? All right, let's move on now with the luxury property sector in Singapore, with the TikTok CEO Chu Shou-Zee reportedly set to be a new owner of a good class bungalow at Queen Astrid Park. And now, of course, he's joining the other bosses that we mentioned earlier. So a recent spate of this buying activity in good class bungalow highlighting the rising demand for such land and property. Who's buying and what's the driving force behind this demand?
Well, I think one of the things is that there are some new rich people who are they are adding on to the demand. Typically, there's always some demand among the local ultra-rich people for good-class bungalow. Some of them are old money. You know, their grandfathers started businesses in rubber plantations, shipping, manufacturing, banking, and so on. And by now, it's about the third or fourth generation. So they are inheriting the money and they are buying good-class bungalows. Other types are that they are, some of them are self-made people. They might be captains of industry. But the more recent ones that capture the headlines are people who are made their fortunes. Some of them are fairly young, through technology. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that you mentioned, yes, the TikTok CEO, he's one of them. But I think the more recent news of one of the most high-profile purchase of a good-class bungalow is for $128.8 million. It was bought under the name of the wife of the chairman and founder of Nanofilm Technologies International, right? Their company went IPO. The couple became billionaires, and so they can fork up that three-digit million dollars for a good-class bungalow at Nassim Road, which is just a short distance from Orchard Road.
I see. Well, Nick, that's all we've got time for. I know that we wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening in the public housing market and those million-dollar HDBs, but we're going to have to check in on that next time. But thank you again for joining us tonight. Appreciate your time and your insights.
Okay, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.